This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk a little NFL right now, specifically some Dallas Cowboys football. I would say that the Cowboys, they're usually at or near the top of the list of the most discussed teams during an offseason, and certainly their quarterback situation and a few other things have them in that same conversation at this point in the offseason as well. Joining me right now to talk about that is a former Dallas Cowboys quarterback, also the color analyst for the Dallas Cowboys, Babe Laufenberg, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Babe, great to have you on the show. How are you tonight?
Hi, Sean. I'm great. Thank you for having me. And I think you misspoke there a little. You said they're either at or near the top of the list of off-season attention. They're always at the top.
Yeah, you're probably right.
For good or bad, or whatever it is, they are always at the top of the list. And, I think they like it that way.
Yeah, no, I think you're right on both counts. No doubt about that. Well, let's start right where everybody's talking about, Babe, and that's the quarterback position. Is it kind of a foregone conclusion that we're heading towards a franchise tag for Dak Prescott at this point? And if that's the case, is that a good thing for all parties involved?
I wouldn't say they're headed for a franchise tag, only in the sense that until that day comes up, there's no reason for Dak to make a deal or his group, and there's no reason for the Cowboys to make a deal with Dak, right? I mean, as they said, deadlines do deals, and they haven't come upon a deadline yet. So that's going to be one, obviously. But they can still franchise him and work out a long-term deal with him, as you all know. So I don't anticipate – I'd be shocked. Let me say that. I'd be shocked if the franchise tag is ultimately applied to the point where he plays through it next season. They'll get it done.
So you think they get a deal done? And if so, is that a deal? I mean, keeping in mind that names like Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, you know, there's some big names out there. If neither of those guys have signed, I guess, is Dak the new standard bearer? Or maybe even more so, if one of them has signed, does Dak become the next standard bearer?
Well, that's a good question, because it's obviously the last guy to sign is the highest paid guy. And that has, I mean, each guy at that position has just leapfrogged whoever was before him, right? And I think Kirk Cousins had it. I mean, you have it until the next guy signs or the next big name signs. So certainly Mahomes would set the standard. If he signs first, then you've got something to play off, because you say, well, listen, they just gave him X, so we're not going to give you X plus two. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm sure they're all kind of looking at each other. Unlike the draft itself, where you're pretty much slotted in to your salary by virtue of where you're drafted, this is a whole different ballgame. But either way, they're going to pay Dak. The Cowboys have never let a player that they have wanted walk. And Dak, there's no reason that Dak would want to go anywhere else but here as well. You're in the most visible franchise. Or you're playing for the most visible franchise. You can make the argument in all of sports, but certainly in the NFL. Cowboys game, if you go back and you look at the ratings last year, the highest-rated Monday night game, Cowboys. Highest-rated Thursday, Cowboys. Sunday afternoon, Cowboys. Sunday night, Cowboys. So the opportunity to make a heck of a lot more money in endorsement deals is certainly here.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Babe Laufenberg joining me on CBS Sports Radio. What's the confidence level, Babe? How would you categorize the confidence level in Dak that he can be, you know, Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman are the two standard bearers in terms of winning at the highest level possible for the Dallas Cowboys. What's the confidence level in Dak Prescott that he can be a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
I think within the organization, it's high. Obviously, Mike McCarthy just got here, so he's going to get his first up-close look at coaching Dak. Now, obviously, they played Green Bay a bunch, and I remember Dak's rookie year. He went to Lambeau and beat the Packers there, and McCarthy got a first-hand look in that one. And quite honestly, that was the game. I believe it sent the Cowboys to about 5-1. I have to go back and look. 5-1 or 6-1. And they'd lost the opener by a point to the Giants and then reeled off a winning streak. But I just thought when he went up there, he played very well in that environment. You know, you're playing against Aaron Rodgers, you're playing the Packers, you're in Lambeau, and you go up and beat him. That was the game where I just said, okay, Tony Romo's going to have a hard time getting his job back. And obviously he didn't get it back. But I think organizationally they think very highly of Dak, as they should. If you're around him, he's a great leader. And I always look at it like this, Sean. I know everybody wants to kind of rank quarterbacks. This guy is number one. This guy is number four. But I just say, can this guy get us to the Super Bowl or get us in the playoff mix kind of year in and year out? And you obviously, yeah, Brady, no question. Rodgers, you throw those names out there. But I think Dak, well, maybe not at the level, obviously, of an Aaron Rodgers or a Pat Mahomes right now. He can get you there, and he can win if you're good enough around him. So I think there's certain quarterbacks where you would just say, okay, that guy's not good enough to take us anywhere.
Yeah.
But I think Dak is in that category of saying, okay, if we have a good team, this guy is not going to hold us back, and as a matter of fact, he's going to elevate us.
Babe Laufenberg is joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Last one before I let you go, Babe. Do you think Mike McCarthy will be good for Dak Prescott, and if so, why?
I do, but let me just say, Dak has had some good coaching here. He had Wade Wilson, who unfortunately passed away here recently, but yeah. He coached him, and Wade had a 19-year NFL career. And I know John Kitna did a great job with him last year. Jason Garrett is his head coach, was a former NFL quarterback for 12 years in the league. So he had a lot of good coaching coming into this year. I do think, you know, Mike McCarthy, I know a lot of people are drawing the parallels to Andy Reid. Andy Reid, it was just time for him to go in Philadelphia. But we saw what he did in Kansas City, or we've seen what he's done in Kansas City. And I could see the same thing happening with McCarthy. For whatever reason, the relationship with Rodgers deteriorated. Things got sour in Green Bay. And he looks to me like a guy who's rejuvenated and ready to get after it again. And he's got a good offensive football team now. They need to fix the defense here. But he has an offense that finished number one in the NFL in total yards last year, number two in third downs, right up at the top in points. So there's a lot of good things happening offensively, and virtually every one of those guys will be back this year.
Yeah, and an imminently winnable division too. I mean, it stacks up pretty nicely for the Cowboys to bounce back this year. Babe Laufenberg, of course, former Cowboys quarterback, current Cowboys color analyst, joining me on the show. Babe, really appreciate the insight and the time, and can't wait for football to get here, man.
Sean, thank you anytime, and after Dak signs, give me a call.
Yeah, we'll do. I appreciate the offer. Okay. We'll do that, babe. Appreciate the time. Enjoy your Sunday evening. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.